Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
And now joining us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former defensive back Eddie Metter. Let me give you some background on Eddie. He is from Dallas, Texas. Before his junior year of high school, his family moved to Arkansas. His senior season, he led Russellville High School to the Region 3AA Championship. He played his college ball at Arkansas Tech, where he played offense, defense, and was a kick return specialist. During his college football career, he rushed for nearly 3,400 yards, which still ranks him second all-time on Arkansas Tech's list. He also ranked second in scoring with 272 points. He was named NAP All-American and to their All-American team in 1958. In 1959, he was named the outstanding running back in the college All-Star game. In 1978, he was inducted into Arkansas Tech's Hall of Fame and later into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. He was a seventh-round draft pick by the L.A. Rams in 1959, and he played in the NFL from 59 to 1970, all with the Rams. He was named to the Pro Bowl six times and to the All-Decade team of the 1960s. He is still the Rams' all-time leader in interceptions with 46, five of which he returned for touchdowns, and we are very honored that he is with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Good evening, Eddie, Chris, and Bob here. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, this is, thank you for inviting me, by golly.
You're certainly welcome. So, Eddie, I got to imagine you're pretty excited to see your Rams back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you betcha. They sure had a great season this year, and it was a great game last week, and I just expect them to go on and get a hold of Brady and stop his passes and by golly win that Super Bowl game.
Well, I think most of America is with you, and certainly I am. Eddie, I want to take you back to when you were drafted into the NFL, and I'm wondering what was it like as a kid from Texas and then Arkansas. What was it like being drafted to go play your ball out in L.A.?
Well, it was quite an exciting year for me. I didn't really expect anything like that, and it was just a fantastic year for me, and I'm glad that I got to go to the Rams. We didn't win a lot of ball games to start off with in 59 through about 65, and then we had of course the fearsome foursome on defense, and they began to put the pressure on the quarterbacks, and we began to win some ball games, and we actually had a pretty successful season after George Allen got there.
And Eddie, you got to play with some legendary players. You mentioned the fearsome foursome, but you played with guys like John Arnett, Ollie Mattson, Jack Pardee, Lamar Lundy, Deacon Jones, Coy Bacon. Boy, you know, the list of stars that you had an opportunity to play with is outstanding. What do you remember about playing alongside of those guys?
Well, it was just like the fearsome foursome, for example, like Lamar Lundy and Deacon Jones and Rosie Greer and Merlin Olsen. Those four guys, two of them are in the Hall of Fame already. And it was a real pleasure to play behind them, like Jack Pardee, for example, and Maxie Bond and those fellas. We had a super, super defensive team and a great offensive team too, with Roman Gabriel and Jack Snow and some of those people.
Speaking of Roman Gabriel, one of my best friends is a huge Roman Gabriel fan. I was curious to get your memories. What was Roman like?
Roman was, he's a big man. He pretty well handled himself on the field, and he just had a lot of natural ability, and he was a good leader for the offensive team, and and for the Rams in particular. Yeah. And so he just was a Super Bowl player, and I expect him to be in the Hall of Fame before it's all over with.
Bob, questions for Eddie?
Eddie, it's an honor to speak with you, and I saw that when you were drafted, the general manager of the Rams at that time, and people don't realize that Pete Rozelle was there, and I wanted to get your idea and how your relationship was with him, and were you surprised that he went on to do the things he did? He put a stamp on the NFL after that.
Yeah, yes, he did, and of course, I was just a young kid, really, back when all that happened, and I don't remember a whole lot about Pete Rozelle, but he had the respect for of all the ball players. I do know that, and I think he did a super job, and I really think he did a great job with as a commissioner of the NFL.
And Eddie, Chris had mentioned that you were an all-around great player, having run the ball, and of course you had punt returns in the NFL, kick returns. You must have had an awful lot of respect for guys back in the day that can do things like that, like your Pat Summeralls and Paul Hornings and Frank Giffords. And I'm just wondering, did your versatility probably made you a better football player and very valuable during the days?
Well, I think it probably helped. You know, I really was fortunate, I think, to be as small as I was. I played about 195 and 200 right in that time frame, and but it was just to play with the type of players, you know, like Tommy McDonald and Joe Shibeli and Jack Snow and the Fearsome Foursome and Jack Pardee. Of course, Jack and I were roommates for several years, and we became really close friends and as roommates. But I just feel real fortunate. Of course, being from a small school and everything, I didn't really expect a whole lot. I had really planned on, after I finished college, planned on making the military a career. And then I went through the ROTC program at Tech and had it made a reserve officer. And I just was real fortunate because I really had never even seen a professional game. And I actually played in the first one that I ever saw. And it was quite an experience, believe me. I guess at Tech, maybe we might have 3,000 or 4,000 people in the stands on the football field, and I go to the Rams, and I walk out the tunnel and look in the stands, and there's 101,000 people. That's more people than I'd played before in 3 years of high school and 4 years of college put together. So I really didn't expect to make the football team because being from that situation, and I guess it all worked out pretty good. And I think that I had a real problem in that first game. It was the annual Times charity game, and where the proceeds of the football game went to charity, and and that's one of the reasons there was such a great crowd there. But it was, oh by golly, it was just something. I didn't really think that I would make the ball club, because I think really all I could hear was the crowd, and so. But things did work out pretty good, and as time went on, I become a lot more settled with, you know, a large crowd like that.
And Eddie, it had to be a huge thrill for you. Talk about the first game. Your first game, your rookie year, was against the St. Louis Cardinals, and you had an interception in that game. That's a pretty good way to get your career started.
Well, that didn't hurt at all, I'll tell you. yeah, it anytime you can get your hands on the ball and make a couple of tackles or so, you know, it all adds up in the long run.
And a few weeks later, you get your second interception, this time against the Chicago Bears. And not only do you pick the ball off, you return it for a touchdown. What do you remember about your first NFL touchdown?
Well, I guess I don't remember a whole lot about it. Anytime we can cross that line, that goal line going in, well, it's off. It's good. And Sid Gilman patted me on the back after the ball game was over. So it all turned out really good.
And I know in 1967, as I was sort of looking over more of your game stats, you had two interceptions in a game against Dallas, both off of Don Meredith. Meredith ever speak to you afterwards?
Oh, yeah. We became pretty good friends, and I kept telling him that all the years he played against him, that I sure am proud that you're throwing me the ball once in a while. So, so anyway, we had a lot of fun.
Looking at the 1969 season, boy, you guys were on fire that year. You guys came out, you won your first 11 games. And then things started to go south. You ended up losing your last four games of the season twice to the Vikings, including in the first round of the playoffs. So I got to ask you, do you hate the Vikings to this day?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't hate any of the guys. You know, they're there to make a living also, and more power to them. But we did have a great season that year, unfortunately, we never did make it to the Super Bowl, but we sure had a good time trying.
In your last couple of years, you mentioned you played for George Allen, a guy who had a lot of success coaching in the NFL. What was it like playing for Coach Allen?
I tell you, Fred, I think that Coach Allen was the greatest coach that I've ever played under, and he was the type of fella that he liked the older ball players, and which paid off for him and for the Rams, I think. And he was what you would call 120% coach. He had all he could think was football, and he especially defensive football, and he just simply was a great coach. And he would, for example, I'd come in the mornings, you know, at practice and everything, and he'd say, "Good morning, coach," and he'd look at me and he says, "Boy," he says, "you got to really watch that Johnny Morris of the Chicago Bears. Man, he's a fine receiver." And but that's what he thought. He didn't say good morning because it was a nice morning to be there, but he was letting you know that we need to keep our mind on the ball game and on the man that we're going to be playing against.
Bob, a couple more for Eddie before we let him go.
Sure, Eddie, and another one of your coaches I saw earlier in your career for a couple of years was Bob Waterfield. Now, there was a Hall of Famer, but he just didn't have much success at the coaching level. Was that simply, Eddie, one of those situations where a terrific player just couldn't transfer his knowledge to the coaching profession?
Maybe so. Bob was a quiet kind of guy, didn't say a whole lot to anybody, and I just felt real bad for him because he had such a career as a player, and then to go into the coaching field and not have the success that, you know, that he deserved. But he was he was a good coach.
And finally, Eddie, you mentioned playing with Rosie Grier. I had the pleasure of talking to Rosie in a TV interview about 2 years ago, and you almost get goosebumps because of the old stories he had. And of course, he did so many things outside of football as far as being at the assassination of RFK and what he did in Hollywood, Eddie, and became a truly an amazing American. Was he that type of teammate where you knew good things were in store for this guy?
Oh, there's no question about it. And I get to see Rosie every once in a while. In fact, I went out to the Ram-Packer game in Los Angeles a month or so ago, and Rosie was there, and we enjoyed visiting with him, and Kermit Alexander was there, and enjoyed seeing him. I hadn't seen him since I left football, but Rosie is a tremendous asset to anybody that is associated with him, and he's just a fine gentleman.
So, Eddie, before we let you go, we got to get your prediction on the Super Bowl. I'm sure you're picking the Rams, but tell us how bad do the Rams beat the Patriots? How bad do they beat them?
Well, I would like to see them get started real early and let's see if Tom Brady can catch them. I have to go with the Rams because I think they're hungry for it. And Brady's had enough good luck, and I don't say luck, but so much. But it's time for somebody else, you know. And I think maybe that the Rams are going to do it to them.
Well, like I say, the majority of America's behind you and pulling for the Rams. Like I say, I'm sitting here in my Rams jersey, so I'm rooting hard for the Rams, trying to get all the good mojo headed their way. But, Eddie, thank you so much for your time tonight and being a part of the show. It's been a real privilege for Bob and I to get to spend some time with you. We hope you'll come back and do it again sometime.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. Thank you for asking me to come on.
Anytime,
Eddie.
Well,
we appreciate you, Eddie. All the best to you and your family. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is the great Eddie Metter. And Bob, I tell you, to a guy that is still the Rams' all-time leader in interceptions with 46, 18 fumble